Okay, we could just add this to the Suvarna story somewhere in the end, or wherever, beginning. End of the beginning. Where he says, "When we sat there at the cafe, your eyes suddenly became so beautiful." And then he hesitates and thinks, or looks at her, and maybe she will take that also. As if he is too forward, too eager, clingy, too aggressive, going too fast. But after he came home that evening, cooking a cup of herbal tea and laying in his sofa, relaxing, thinking back on the days that were, had been. He then remembered her eyes. Her eyes. As she sat there at the cafe looking into his, they were different, or had he just not noticed before how beautiful they were? They were clear, very clear, calm, open, innocent. Kind, and just looking steadily into his eyes. With no effort and no, as it seemed, none of that feeling of discomfort that you sometimes get when looking long enough into another person's eyes. He had been so bewildered and confused by all the overwhelming roller coaster events that had occurred and were still going on, around and within him. But now he remembered. Her eyes had changed. What could that mean? They had been defensive, distanced. A surface behind which he knew she hid and protected herself. That was natural, and that was what she was supposed to do, especially in front of that madman. With a volcano in his heart. Yes, she had obviously felt uncomfortable, and she had told him that morning, and he had accepted it and apologized for his forward bulldozer approach days before. But now he sat there, or he lay there, remembering those eyes. And he couldn't forget them, even the next day. And so he wrote her, telling her how beautiful her eyes were at that time. Well, expecting no response, or hopefully not, at least a negative one. But then also thinking about why he even thought that a woman would not like to hear that her eyes are beautiful. Maybe both the time of love letters and of compliments is over. That would be sad, he thought to himself. Why is it? He had been pondering that mystery for a couple of days. How is it, and why, that sometimes when you tell another person that you like her, even that you love her, that this is being taken as an assault against which you need to immediately mobilize a barrier here, but no further, sir. She had even said to him, this is the line, you don't cross it. And he said, what does it mean to cross it? What is the line about anyway? And he thought, are you afraid that I'm trying to seduce you? She didn't say anything, but kind of expressed affirmation But I can assure you, he said, I just want to be your friend, a good friend, maybe even a dear friend, because that's how I see you. And whatever happens, how that friendship develops, it's up to Krishna. To us both. So they had that talk. And as he now sent this message about her beautiful eyes, he thought, well, that's just me, what can I do? And if it is so, that even compliments have become so charged with strings attached, expectations, well, then that is just lust, isn't it? He said. Maybe that's a result of our modern society. Becoming lust and sex based rather than soul to soul love. He had even heard some days before in a group of friends the reactions and seen when I mentioned that real love is soul love, isn't it? The others had been looking at each other and making slight ironic faces. But you can't just come here and talk about soul-to-soul love, someone said. Meaning that the real thing is, when you get down to it, but he had thought, do you think that the soul is something abstract, something philosophical, a concept? The soul is us, the real us. Isn't that what we all learned throughout the years? But it didn't say that. He just sat there enjoying the company of old friends. But now I thought, maybe that's what is the problem in our modern world. We have lost our souls, and therefore we have lost our ability to really love, because love is something of the soul, not of the body. The body is an expression of the soul. so-called love expressed only in a body. As enchanting as it may seem, eventually proves to be empty. So compliments and love letters and love poems and songs were of an age and a time when humans still were souls, or whatever. I'm getting tired. A compliment that I have written here, I thought, should simply be like that, shouldn't it? A compliment, an appreciation of another person, of her beauty, of her charm, of her intelligence. And in a healthy world, she will be happy. Okay, we can continue the next one after. After that, well, maybe that was kind of complete as a chapter, whatever it is.